Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, we are so filled with gratitude. After planning for a month of fundraising, we are on the cusp of ending a fund drive, primarily as a result of WAMC.org, $935,443 wonderful dollars from an audience who loves and is dedicated to this radio station.
Hey, David, I have to say, when I think about it, the credit goes to all the people who are listeners. Why? Because instead of being on all day long in a regular fund drive, they knew it was time to get it over and that we're needed and that they would do what they had to do. And boy, have they ever. They have come through like gangbusters. They get a tremendous amount of credit for their intellect, for their understanding of what's afoot and how important it is to keep this radio station going. Every day we see new challenges to the American democracy, and a big part of that is a news vehicle that will tell the truth about what's happening. We have an incredibly difficult situation. We have a president of the United States who is saying over and over and over again that he may not go. You have, for the first time, some of the Republican sycophants in the Senate who have 0-1 backbone, who are turning around and saying, he says crazy things. No, he says crazy things, and like all dictators in the past, you better believe that he means what he says. This is not a guy who's going to just say something and walk away from it. No, he knows what's on the other side of an election that he loses. There'll be court challenges. There may be criminal charges. And as a result, he is fooling with the American democracy. And it is more than I can handle, to be honest with you. And it should be more than every American who cherishes the right to have a peaceful transference of power can handle. This is something we have not seen before. Yet you have Mitch McConnell, who says, I want that vote. You have the president who says, I want that vote on the Supreme Court so that I can have another justice in case we have to come to the Supreme Court or when we come to the Supreme Court. It's as if he has a leash and a muzzle on whoever that appointment is going to be, and that they will have to have pledged personal loyalty to him. Because as we all know, with him, it is all about personal loyalty. So, David, this is a time when we have got to have honest brokers, honest ways of presenting what's going on. I will say that there are some vehicles that are coming around, but WAMC was truly there first, and we all know it. In the beginning, when I was saying that the president was a lying liar, other people in the media were saying, including some of our biggest cable channels, we don't say the word liar, we say untruthful. No, liar's a liar. So let me say, we're going to end it today. There can be no question about it. We made $100,000 in the morning yesterday. All of us together, we did it. That's because everybody understood what was afoot and what we needed to do. I say thank you again and again and again, but it's never sufficient. The amount of thanks that are due to this audience are extraordinary.
So true. WAMC.org. Now, of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg to be laid to rest, the funeral today, and we'll be carrying that.
Of course.
At 9:30 a.m., you and Joe Donahue and all of us will gather together around the radio at 8 a.m. to finish this thing up. And mentioning Ginsburg, Alan, yesterday, what do you make of the crowds that were jeering President Trump and Melania Trump as they stood there paying respects to Ginsburg, saying, vote him out? The president saying he couldn't really hear what was being said.
What would you expect from a lying liar? That he heard it? That he was offended by it? That it told him where the exit was going to be? No, he didn't hear it. If there's one thing we know about this president, this man, he's a guy who will just say whatever comes to his mind, no matter how untrue it is. It was quite a thing to hear the crowd yelling for his exit.
It was. Meanwhile, Alan, as the protesters take to the streets for Breonna Taylor, the new poll that's out from the AP and NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, public support for protests against police brutality and racial injustice has fallen among Americans, according to the new poll. Now 44% disapprove of the protests, while 39% approve. In June, 54% approved of protests. The shift is pronounced among white Americans and Republicans, whose views look closer to the way they did in 2015 after several high-profile police killings of black men.
I am a believer that protest is essential to American democracy, period. I don't care what the polls show. I think protest, peaceful protest, those people in Lafayette Square were a perfect example of what an honest protest would look like. I am incredibly upset when I see violence, because I am sure that is the kind of thing that will lead to the polls that you have just seen, and the media will emphasize it and show it. So if somebody doesn't want to see Donald Trump as president anymore, best thing to do would be to honor the way in which this country has always proceeded, peacefully. The last thing you want to do right now is to get so angry, or in some cases, so thuggish and self-serving, that you would burn or you would hurt. It's the worst thing that could be going on right now. I've said it before. Joe Biden is saying it. If you want to see Joe Biden as the president, my bet is, this is the last thing you would want to be doing. And that's what is happening. People want protection, and that's why these polls are changing.
Another form of protection is information, and that's where WAMC comes in. Come on, everybody. It's time to end the fun drive. We can do this morning. Alan, thank you for all your stewardship.
David, believe me, thanks go only to one place, not to any of the great people at WAMC who've been answering phones as a result of the pandemic and where we are. Everybody just does what has to be done. It doesn't go to all of us. It goes to the people who recognize how important WAMC is and what they'll do. Now, we can finish it up today. Let's do it.
WAMC.org.